Martha and Mary, two sisters. I love this sacred story. I love this sacred story because it's about us. It's about you. It's about me. It's about everyday people trying to live a life following Jesus at home and in the world. I love this sacred story because it is so simple, and at the same time it is so complex and multi-layered, just like humans. And I love this sacred story because as you peel back those layers, a God who is good and loving is revealed. Now we pick up where we left off last week. Jesus and his posse are on their way to Jerusalem. He had stopped before this to tell the story of the Good Samaritan to a crowd, and now he has taken that next step, and he's gone into Martha's home for rest, for hospitality. Martha welcomes him into her home with the hospitality that is expected of the day, with the hospitality that Jesus preaches about. She bustles about. She makes sure he is being taken care of. Her sister Mary is also there and chooses to sit at Jesus' feet. At this time, that was a place where students sat, a place where they sat to learn the wisdom of their teacher, in this case, their teacher Jesus. And now at this point in the story, my elder sister Bias of two comes in. I picture Martha as the eldest, like me, looking at her little sister who's pushing all of those buttons and getting a little bit more annoyed that she should, that her younger sister's doing that. And she snaps. And she says, Jesus, do you not see what my little sister, she really says sister, but this is my reading, is doing there? Why is she not helping me? Make her help me. And Jesus says, Martha, Martha. And those are my two favorite words of this whole story. Martha, Martha. It is a response of love and familiarity and care. It is from this place that Jesus, who has no problem saying hard things harshly to anyone, comes. Martha, Martha, you are worried and distracted by many things. There is need of only one thing. Mary has chosen the better part. Now, this is not the answer that Martha is expecting. And if I'm honest, on first reading, this is not the answer that I was expecting. Jesus leads us there. Our enigmatic teacher leads us there, not answering what is the better part. And so we, as his followers, are called to wrestle with that question, just like Mary and Martha did at that time. The story has the baggage that is simply a dichotomy. The better part is the contemplative life represented by Mary, better than the active life represented by Martha. However, if we read the Gospels, we read about a teacher, Jesus, who leads both an active and a contemplative life, who preaches both welcome in the stranger and do, and sit and pray. He is a both and teacher, and so I think that's a simplified reading of this story. I wonder if the better part is what Mary chose first. Mary chose to start with a relationship with God. Mary chose to start by listening to a God who is good, who is loving, by starting with a God from whom all life flows and inspires and sustains all of our right actions. Maybe the better part is about choosing God first rather than choosing the distractions to motivate us. And so our question becomes, do our actions flow first from our love of God? Or do our actions flow from those things which distract us in life, those things which turn us away from God? It's a human story, and they are hard questions at many times. And I will be the first to admit that I love a good to-do list, and it is not bad in and of itself, But as soon as it becomes the purpose and the motivator rather than the means to get towards God's direction, I lose my focus and it loses its holiness. Distractions are those things which turn us from God. And they can be our anxieties, those voices that say, ooh, I don't think so, you're maybe not good enough, and so you should. Rather than you are loved, and so you should. They are our fears. They are our busyness, if we let them be. This week, as we heard many stories that are hard, that are painful, that make us anxious, that make us fearful, I know we all sat in spots of, what do we do? How do we respond? What do we feel? I'm too overwhelmed to feel. I know that I had moments like that. And in those moments, they were interlaced with these two sisters, Martha and Mary, and their story. And in wondering about what Jesus was saying to them in this moment, I started to imagine God saying to me, saying to all of us, turn from those hard emotions of anxiety, fear, and terror towards my love. Do that first. I am there. I am with you always. I will feel those things with you, and it will be hard, but we will start there, and we will take the next step together. Turn towards me first. And sometimes I think that is all that we can do, and that is enough. And when it is that time, we turn towards God and we stay. And other times I think when we've turned back to God, when we feel God's presence, there we are called, like Martha, to welcome in the stranger, to welcome in the wanderer, the person who has more wisdom than our society is ready to hear. And sometimes I think we may be called to be like Mary, to sit, to soak in holy wisdom. And sometimes I think we're called, like the Samaritan last week, to stop and take a big risk for the person on the side of the road who is different from us. And sometimes I think we're called to examine our personal assumptions and live our baptismal covenant of seeking Christ in the other person. And maybe we're called to add our prayers to the unceasing prayers, or to wonder at home with your children about where God's love is today, where God is speaking. Maybe turning to God means you're called to march, to speak, to be. We won't know until we start there. God invites us to be present with God first. And so for me this week, that turning has been hard. It hasn't been always easy in moments of despair. And what I've heard God saying is a prayer over and over. And that's what I've been praying. God, help me to start with your love today, tomorrow, always. Open my spirit to your voice so that I can respond from a relationship with you rather than from distractions that separate me from your love. And tomorrow, grant me the strength to wake up and pray this prayer all over again. Amen.